side part can you eat?
The liver?
Uh-huh.
The heart?
Did you ever hear of the half-split or half-split?
Never.
And if you take milk and let it sit and get real thick, do you call that?
Sour?
Well, after it gets past that stage.
Buttermilk?
Or the, well, it's actually, it's what you churn to make buttermilk. Did you ever hear a name for that real thick milk?
No.
Did you ever hear clabber?
Oh, certainly, certainly, yes, clabber. Uh-huh. That's what they call it here.
Did y'all ever?
Mm-mm.
What kind of cheese can you make from that?
I don't know.
And the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out?
Boil it.
Or before that, you run it through a real fine?
A sieve.
Uh-huh. You say you're...
You are,
I'm gone.
Okay. What time are you going to be back?
I don't know, Jane. I want to hang up on that.
Okay. Be careful.
And Kim will take care of the rest of the
stuff. Okay. We'll be ready in just a minute.
And if you possibly can, see if it's ready.
Okay. You run it through a strainer.
Okay. Do y'all deal with that
type? I still sell milk strainers.
What is it? Look like,
it's a concave metal thing with a big top and a small, very fine mesh strainer at the bottom.
Is that for a commercial type?
No, no, it's for a homeowner. They're doing it themselves.
I'd like to come look at some of that. I heard something about, I was reading in a book that was, oh, back in the 40s, it said, talking about straining milk in it. Talk about using a cotton cloth and stuff.
Yeah, I can remember my grandmother doing that.
I guess
tomorrow.
That's completely out of date now.
No, I think they still do that. Yeah, they still do that. They sure do.
What would you call something that's kind of like a pie? Maybe it's made out of apples and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough.
Apple pie.
Well, it's deeper.
Cobbler.
Huh?
A cobbler?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a family pie or deep apple pie?
Never heard that.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say you sure like to put away his...
food?
Okay. Do you ever hear that called littles?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. They use that word around here.
They call it?
Vittles.
How does that sound?
The same as I said before.
Just kind of ignorant?
Mm-hmm.
And... You might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a sauce or gravy or dip?
Sauce, I would call that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals would be a...
Snack.
And... Say this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
8.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So someone has what that glass?
Cleaned it up.
Or the glass has been
broken.
And you say I didn't mean to
break it.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up.
Sit down.
And you say, so then he
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all...
They had all been seated.
Or they had all...
Sat. Mm-hmm.
And